The graphic vision was filmed by an Australian customs ship in the Southern Ocean in 2008 and has just been released to conservation groups. It shows a Japanese ship with the word "research" painted on its side, harpooning a minke whale and dragging it aboard as it bleeds and its organs are exposed. Sea Shepherd's Jeff Hansen told the ABC it's a long and painful death for whales.
They're hit with an explosive harpoon, some shrapnel through their bodies, hooks come out, and they try and escape, but there's nowhere for them to go, and this cable slowly brings them back to the surface before they see the gunner, and they're shot, and they die in a sea of blood.
David Morris, the chief executive of the New South Wales Environmental Defenders Office, says the government refused multiple requests to obtain the footage since 2012 before the Information Commissioner ordered its release in May.
It's always been rejected by government on the grounds that it would damage the good relations between the Australian government and Japan, that there would be a serious impact on the international relationship between those two countries.
Labor's spokesman on legal affairs, Mark Dreyfus, says it's a weak excuse because the relationship with Japan is strong.
We differ very directly with them over their whaling activities in the Southern Ocean. It need not and has not affected the warmth and strength of the relationship, but it's an unresolved dispute that we have with Japan, and I don't accept for a moment that Australia should back off, but that seems to be what this government wants to do.
In a statement to SBS, the Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg says he's deeply disappointed by Japan's so-called scientific research. He says the government will continue to explore all avenues to make sure Japan complies with international whaling laws. In a case brought by Australia, the International Court of Justice ruled in 2014 that Japan's whaling in the Southern Ocean should stop, but it resumed in 2015 under more limited circumstances. The Australian National University Simon Avenel from the College of Asia and the Pacific says many Japanese people view whales differently to Australians.
Whales are very much seen in the context of marine resources. Very much in the same way that, you might think about a tuna fish or a prawn, whatever. That's pretty much the way that that whales are seen in Japan.
But he says Japan relies heavily on Australian exports and the relationship.
The relationship is far, far stronger and far, far deeper. And it, extends across so many different areas of activity between Australia and Japan that I don't think the whaling issue alone is enough to unbundle that relationship.
The Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, is calling on the government to fulfil its 2013 pledge to send a customs vessel to the Southern Ocean to discourage more whaling.
This government's record when it comes to taking on the Japanese over whaling has been shameful. What we have is a strategy that's designed to give a fig leaf of action, but actually what's clearly more important to the Australian government is protecting the relationship with Japan.
In this year's whaling season, the Japanese government says it caught nearly 200 whales and it plans to kill more next season.